This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I haven't discussed this Maine shooting, and it was a tragedy. Yeah, it's a lot of people shot, a lot of people killed, and it was like shooting fish in a barrel, from what I could assess. And the guy was a lunatic. Crazy guy shoots up a bowling alley, shoots up a restaurant. And what are we talking about? We're not talking about mental health. We're not talking about the lack of law enforcement effort. We're not talking about people being armed to help themselves. We're talking about gun control. That's the narrative. So what? Law enforcement knew the guy was crazy. I think he'd already threatened to shoot someplace up. I think they knew, I don't know how far in advance, but enough in advance to prevent it, and they did nothing. You almost have to start wondering, do they want these shootings to occur? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And what always gets me is the number of people who have died between one mass shooting to another, and it's never discussed. But I want to go back to this guy. He threatened, from what I read, I don't know all the details because I don't like to study stuff like this. To me, it's a waste of time. But he said, I'm going to go shoot someplace up. He said, I'm crazy, whatever. I don't know the details, but it was along those lines. And shockingly, he did it. He did what he said. So, surprised? When was the last of these shootings? Quick. Three people killed, two people killed, five people killed, six people killed, whatever. When was the last one? I don't remember. They act like the frequency of these things is so. Let me tell you what the frequency is of stuff. The frequency of stuff is that I guarantee you every single day in a big city in America, somebody with illegal firearms is going to kill three or four folks in every major city across this country with illegal firearms. And no Democrat's going to say a word about it. Can't even name one person killed. Unless that person was shot by a cop. Then it's, oh, Lord, George Floyd. Everybody knew George Floyd. He was such a good person. I went to his funeral. I did, whatever. That's what they do. Can't name him. I remember debating Richard Fowler, I believe, and he was talking about the mass shooting. I said, Richard, there were four people killed in Cincinnati or Cleveland, whatever it was, the other night. Can you name one of them? Black people. Killed by other black people. I go, there were I had all the stats. I said, there were three killed in Chicago, six killed here, you know, whatever. I said, name one of them. You care? You care so much, right? Black Lives Matter. The only ones you can name are the ones killed by cops. 2,000 black people a year, or people killed a year. I don't know how many blacks, but quite a few. Richard Fowler nor any of these leftists can name one. And you know what's the interesting thing about these mass shootings? The interesting thing about them is, in almost every instance, law enforcement was notified. Somebody said something. It's amazing we get anything accomplished. You know, there's those guys that you watch, they make movies about them. They find that one little piece of information that solves the case. Or they're the only one that takes the tip seriously. And they investigate it. And then something good comes out of it. You would think that law enforcement would see enough of this and go, you know, let's make sure that we follow up on these things. But they don't. What about the number of people who died from vax reactions and side effects of the vaccine? Other things that are killing folks. Anybody care? Or are we just still talking about gun control? Because one lone lunatic shot up. What, a bowling alley and a restaurant? We keep talking about it. So they went on a manhunt for this guy. It turns out he killed himself. And I'm just getting to this because I wanted to, you know, let it soak in a little bit. But Jake Tapper made an interesting point. He says, why are we shutting everything down looking for this guy? They shut down businesses. They shut down schools and all this. I don't even think this clown realizes he's making a case for why do we do this for COVID.
I have to say, I always find it, I don't know, questionable. I'm always kind of curious about the decisions by these towns when there's a manhunt and they go into complete lockdown and schools and businesses close. I understand the fear, but it's not sustainable for a long time. And there's part of me that wonders if it actually makes anxiety worse. How do police reconcile public safety with the need for people to live their lives?
Wow. Isn't that just a wow statement? It's not sustainable. It makes things worse. And here's the icing on the cake, reconcile public safety with the need for people to live their lives. Isn't that the same discussion, essentially, that we had for COVID? I don't know what Jake Tapper's take on it was, but I'm going to bet you that he was all for it. Did he change his mind because of the lockdowns? I don't know. But here's what I do know. We rinse and repeat every time we have these arguments, these incidents, I should say. It's a rinse and repeat. And as a management consultant, I always ask myself, why are we in a cyclical argument every single time that one of these types of attacks occurs, incident occurs, when in fact we know this? We know with certainty that guns save lives. Guns save many, many more lives than they take. Exponentially more. So why are we having this argument, this debate, every single time? And the other is, because it could easily, easily morph into a debate around public safety as it pertains to people being declared crazy. People who have obvious mental issues that seem to be okay with most folks. Now, I hearken back to Fetterman. I hearken back to Joe Biden. People, putting these people into office, people who know that Joe Biden's brain is not functioning properly, and they don't seem to care. They're dogmatic. But they've been made to be. Created by leftism, that's what it is. Anyway, I get tired of the same old narratives, and we're doing everything we can to change it. Go out of the show, talk about. Glad you guys are hanging in there with us. What I'm hoping to do, and what we hope to do every time we do a show, is to point out the things that, quite frankly, we got to stop letting these rinse and repeats occur. We have to start fighting back in such a way and looking for solutions to where every time something happens by the left, they don't get to pull out the playbook.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I find this shocking. 1,500 stores are going to close, nation's largest drugstore chains. And you know why? I don't have to tell you why. Because of the thugs and the hooligans that go in there and just steal. That famous video of the guy that went into a Walmart. He had a black sack. I call him Black Santa Claus. He had a black sack, and he just went in there, and he was just scooping it into the bag. I don't even know what it was. I don't think he knew or he cared. But he just, and he loaded that bag up and took off on a bike. And you know how what they did? They videotaped him. Nobody stopped him. They videotaped him. That is costing billions of dollars, and we're paying for it. The people who go into stores legitimately and buy stuff, we're paying for it. And what would stuff cost if we could stop the blatant? I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, the occasional thief, you know, that goes in and says, look around and get something. But when you have teams of people who will go in and steal, and then, I don't know, put that stuff out on eBay, or, I don't know, do they sell it at bodegas? Where does this stuff go?
I don't know what it costs a manufacturer to make a product, but what I'll tell you is this. If it hits a retail store, because I know a little bit about it, at wholesale, if it costs something, costs a dollar, at retail, it's going to be a minimum of $3. They got to get at least 3X because they got to stock it. Their money's being held up. They got to worry about shrinkage and theft and, you know, they got all kinds of stuff. How long is it going to stay before it needs to go back, particularly in the business of medicines? The reverse logistics on medicines is a big deal. And even certain stuff you can't keep past a certain amount of time. Vitamins, they expire. Medications, all that stuff expires. So if they don't sell it fast enough, it's gone. But these people are being ripped off. Listen to this. The nation's largest drugstore chains, Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens, are going to scuttle 1,500 stores. Rite Aid's going to close 150 of its 2,100 stores. That's a pretty significant amount. 15 stores out of every 210. 1.5 out of every 21. Just to put it in perspective. They file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. A large chain of overpriced goods that has all kinds of government regulations. I mean, it's almost impossible to lose money in that business. It's almost like banking. And they found a way to lose money. They've been unable to settle the hundreds of lawsuits that caused them, where they were accused of overprescribing opioids. And between that and keeping up with their competitors. So it isn't just the rip-offs. But, I mean, overprescribing, yeah, okay, fine. We do have an opioid epidemic, but I don't know that it's necessarily just their fault. I think there might be some pharmaceutical companies that are complicit here. I watched this thing on opioids on TV, but about a month ago, and it's pretty alarming. But anyway, they said these closures are disproportionately affecting the communities that need pharmacies the most, and I agree. CVS is going to close 900 of its stores by the end of 2024. 10% of all of its shops, and they're going to start building an online strategy. Would you blame them? Well, we've already talked about this. San Francisco, large cities, Portland, places like that. These chains have said, forget about it. Why would we put up with this? It's essentially a pharmacy slash bodega because you go, I mean, and everything's overpriced. Everything's overpriced. You know, if you're buying chips at a CVS, I can't even imagine what they are because they're $5 a bag at the grocery store, which is where you're supposed to be getting stuff relatively cheap. I went to get some Fritos. I was going to make a Frito pie. You know, cheap, the regular little Fritos, it's just corn chips. That is probably the least, I don't know how many they sell. I'm sure they sell plenty or they wouldn't make them. But the point is, we're not talking about nacho cheese Doritos. Just talking about regular chips. $5 a bag. These are things that you would consistently get at $2.79. They're almost double under Biden. And oh, by the way, packages are smaller. Oh, I notice these things because I make lots of nachos, like a Taco Bell in my house, experimenting with different things, the gordito, the quevito. Anyway, I don't know what these things cost at CVS or Rite Aid or wherever, but I can only imagine these bags of chips are $8, $9, $10. I told the family, look, if we don't take it from the house, in other words, when we go to baseball or wherever, if you don't get a water or a Gatorade from the house where we've already bought it from Sam's, or we shop at Costco, but if we didn't get it there, we're not buying it out. I'm not paying $2 for a bottle of water anymore. Those were the days of wine and steak. We're in the salad days. So I'm watching every dime. And it isn't like we were living crazy because we aren't. I talked about, my 2013 and 2014 vehicles. We keep them up. They run fine. But yeah, under Biden, boy, it's rough. And when retail like this is going down, you know you've got a problem. This is really bad news. 900 stores, CVS. There was a... And I'll be honest with you, I think it can be oversaturated. I've seen a CVS on one corner and a Walgreens on the, across the way. Anyway, they say the major drugstore chain is coming to the end of a policy launched in 2021, which will see 300 stores close each year. 900 will be shuttered by 2024. CVS made the reforms to adjust to the needs of online shoppers while battling rampant shoplifting. And then it gets worse. In September, CVS manager Michael Jacobs, 49, was shot and killed by a customer accused of shoplifting in Arizona. In this particular article, it's heartbreaking. They show a CVS store. I thought this, when I was looking at this, I thought, oh, well, they're shutting this store down because all the shelves were empty. Nope. They said the stores are routinely ransacked by groups of up to 50 teenagers. Routinely ransacked. Here's what the number is for those of you keeping score. Capital One Research estimated that the stores had lost $86.6 billion to retail theft in 2022 and projected that by 2025, retail theft may cost stores over $115 billion. These are stores where people go to get their meds. You call it in, you want it to be convenient. You don't want to get on a bus or bum a ride or anything. This is very sad.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with Extendo-Bite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendo-Bite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendo-Bite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendo-Bite is all natural. Extendo-Bite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendo-Bite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Bite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke at a hearing where he was questioned by Republican Senator Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley joining Fox News, where he accused Mayorkas of lying. FBI Director Christopher Wray has emphasized that the threat of terrorism in the U.S. has escalated to a whole other level in the aftermath of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel. The Israeli military has stated that they are escalating their ground invasion in Gaza. They reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. Donald Trump Jr. expected to take the stand today in defense of his father and the Trump Organization's $250 million civil fraud trial. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The situation with Hamas and Israel is heating up. Israel's talking about sending in ground troops to Hamas. Hamas says we're ready to go. Israel says, we know about your 1,000 miles of tunnels underneath your city where you're stockpiling ammunition, you're stockpiling food and water for your fighters, and you're starving the people above ground, and we are going to come after you. We also know that you're using hospitals as places to, you know, to congregate. You're in violation of UN various treaties and what have you. We're going to attack those hospitals. I'm going to let you hear it for yourself in just a second. But we're also hearing people go, oh, it needs to be a ceasefire, and Israel's now going in and doing the wrong stuff because Hamas came in and did this or that and the other. Now, I'm going to tell you, you come in and you attack me in a sneaky way and think I'm not going to plot to get you. You don't know me. Kevin Jackson's who I am, in case you don't know me. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Israel's got every right to protect itself. And if what my curiosity was, if they've got 1,000 miles of underground tunnels, how many of those tunnels bore into Israel? Israel's not that big. How many of those tunnels reach there? We may never know. I do want to play this clip. This is an Israeli Defense Force commander who's talking about what the propaganda war that's happening between with Hamas. And he's saying, we're going to give you evidence, and then, you know, you can judge for yourself. So here's the clip. Oh, wait, we didn't get that clip, did we? Yeah, because it was a longer interview. Anyway, the Israeli guy, he made the comment, we know what you're doing. And he goes, we warned all the people in Gaza City, get out. They're using human shields. The Hamas are using human shields, hospitals, churches, hospitals and mosques, etc. By the way, I heard one of their leaders say, we're going to kill all the Jews and the Christians. I mean, they're not letting any citizens of other countries outside of Gaza. I mean, if you're in Gaza right now, you are in terror. Particularly if you're a Jew or a Christian, you'll be lucky to escape with your life. So anyway, this IDF guy says, we've shown all the mercy we showed. I remember he quoted biblical scripture. The dude was like, look, we've done everything by the book. He goes, we are already providing humanitarian aid. We're providing food and water. We're doing the stuff they're not even doing for their own people, but we're coming to get them. And they are making it clear in no uncertain terms, they mean business. I have no clue what these guys are going to run into, but I do know a little bit about how the special forces go into these circumstances. And this is probably the most dangerous, these urban attacks, if you will, whatever they call them, they're not easy. Very difficult. And it's made more difficult when you have a president whose foreign policy promotes terror and actually funds the terrorists. I want to play this one clip, and it's Larry Kudlow, and he's talking about Joe Biden's lies about Iran.
Just say a couple of things here in my riff. Why is it that President Biden, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and White House spokesman John Kirby, day in and day out, continue the fiction that Iran has no direct involvement with the terrorists in Hamas, or for that matter, Islamic Jihad, or for that matter, Hezbollah, before the barbaric invasion of Israel on October 7th? Why do they maintain this fiction? Why are they maintaining this lie? Look it, today, front page Wall Street Journal, exclusive news story, headlined, Hamas fighters trained in Iran before October 7 attacks. The subheader, roughly 500 Palestinian militants got specialized combat instruction at Iranian facilities as recently as September. It's a long, carefully constructed news article, and about a third of the way in is this quote. Before the war, Iran directly assisted Hamas with money, training, and weapons and technological know-how, said Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. He is the military's chief spokesman in Israel. And then Admiral Hagari adds, quote, even now, Iran is helping Hamas with intelligence, end quote. Right after the October 7th catastrophe, the Wall Street Journal ran a story with the headline, Iran helped plot attack on Israel over several weeks. And by the way, the Washington Post corroborated that story the next day. Now, to be fair, this morning's Wall Street Journal story quotes an Air Force, U.S. Air Force general who maintains the fiction that there's no direct connection between the Hamas attacks and Iran. But looking at this and other news reports, mind you, not just editorials, news reports, I think the U.S. government is making a big mistake denying Iran's direct involvement. This is starting to have a Vietnam feel to it. Remember those days when Democratic and Republican administrations lied to the American public about the extent of U.S. involvement in the Vietnamese War. Now, oddly, from a political standpoint, Americans by huge majorities support the Israeli cause, and they have an enormous distrust of Iran. So I don't understand the political judgment, much less the highly flawed military judgment.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Again, that was Larry Kudlow speaking about, why don't you just admit that Iran is doing dirty deeds over in helping Hamas and Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations? Why don't you just admit this? And what Kudlow is saying, and it goes back to me and how I tell you how I interpret things, is when something is so obvious, you got to ask yourself, what's the angle? Immediately, these things are a no-brainer. We should not be helping Hamas in any way. We should not be helping Iran. So why are we? And that's why I come back to my conspiracy theories. I say, would you help if the Iranians told you, we have a lot of dirt on your son and on the Democratic Party and what they've done. Are you guys going to help us or what? That's what I think. Compromised. So, again, I'm open to all suggestions. 844-551-8255. What are your ideas? Why would somebody do this? I watch Monk. I don't know if you watch that show. I've seen every episode multiple times. But what I like about Monk is the methodical way in which he goes about answering, and he'll say, that doesn't make sense. And that's when the light comes on, when something doesn't make sense. When you go, there's a robbery, but I was just watching an episode. There's a robbery, but the only thing the guy took was a watch. Well, as it turned out, at the previous crime scene, where a girl had been murdered, there was a piece of a watch crystal. You could pretty much connect the dots, right? Having it in context allows you to connect the dots. I want to play this clip. We played it earlier. It was Joe Biden in 2020, and he was talking about Trump potentially starting a war.
The world has changed because what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
Oh, the irony. Oh, my goodness. We're getting close to the end of this particular segment, but I want to talk about what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a lot of Israel needs to stop. But I'm not hearing anything about Hamas needing to stop their attacks on Israel. They're still lobbing rockets across indiscriminately into Israel without a care in the world of do they bomb a synagogue? Do they bomb a hospital, a school? When they attacked the Israelis, did they show mercy to the people that have nothing to do with it? I don't think that was a case of some of the women that I saw that looked like they had been brutalized beyond. As they say, there are things worse than death. That may be one of them, some of the pictures that I saw. New documentation released by the IDF shows more barbarism practiced by Hamas terrorists. They're targeting civilians indiscriminately in Israel with their rockets. They've continued to launch rockets from locations intended to endanger civilians in Gaza, including the United Nations, mosque, and schools. I've heard the leaders of Hamas say with their own mouths, "We will kill every Christian and every Jew." But these are the people that are getting the most sympathy from the left here in America. I'm not trying to compare who is getting, you know, who's got more people than who in whatever respect. I certainly hope that we exponentially outnumber these anti-Semitic freaks. I'm going to talk about that in a bit when we come back, because I want to cover this thing that Karine Jean-Pierre said and then backtracked on. I can't believe the Bidens in terms of do they really care about the Jewish people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different, and it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. kevinjacksonradioshow.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's been this huge backlash, bigger than probably a lot of people thought, with the anti-Semitism. I'll get it out. That's happening on college campuses, and it has sort of run rampant, unchecked, for quite some time. And I'm watching a lot of these very wealthy Jewish people say, I'm done. They're taking their money back from these colleges and universities, and I'm talking about substantial money. Now, the colleges and universities don't have to worry. They have huge endowments. That money's been given, and there's nothing you can do about it. But maybe it's not getting funded every year. There are people that give $25 million, $100 million annually. I mean, these are some very, very wealthy people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats have been fomenting this hatred of Jews for quite some time. You've heard me talk about it. A group of people that probably should have the most respect. I'm not trying to single anybody out, but I'm going to tell you, boy, when you can criticize the Jews, you better have your house in order. These guys have given the world medicines. They've given the world technology. They've given the world amazing thought. You name it. They have economics, financial models, entertainment. I was watching, you guys know I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld. Just because, for whatever reason, we got rid of cable, so I'm watching a bunch of old shows I hadn't watched in a while. And I'm looking at the names on there, you know, when they give the credits. I'm looking at the actors that got work. The Jews took care of each other. Seinfeld hired his fellow writers and comedians, people that were even extras on planes and stuff. I watched, because I've seen the shows. Most of the time it's just on for background noise. But I'm watching it and I'm going, wow, way to go. And I've told black people, stop criticizing the Jews and learn from them. They've done an amazing job as a culture of people. Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries has only a vague recollection of the controversy surrounding his anti-Semitic uncle, but wrote a fiery op-ed in college defending him. The minority leader's black studies professor, Leonard Jeffries, faced a backlash in the 90s after making comments about the involvement of rich Jews in the slave trade and of the Jewish executives launching a conspiracy planned and plotted and programmed out of Hollywood to denigrate blacks in film. Whatever. Let me tell you something. If somebody's denigrating you, you allowed it. You didn't have to make that film. Blame them because you want to make Cleopatra Jones or what's the one that everybody watched? The pimp. Oh, geez. I would never. Superfly. You want to criticize the man because you make stupid films. I'm of the Fred Williamson camp. I don't know if you guys remember Fred Williamson. Fred, when he was asked about making those blaxploitation movies, he said, man, I was happy to make those movies. He goes, I made them with the idea of knowing they were cheesy. He goes, they didn't do anything to me that I didn't want to do. Fred Williamson, he's 80-something years old today. That dude looks like he's in his 50s. I'm not lying. Fred was an amazing athlete, and he's aged very well. I'm going to try to do an interview with him. People want to blame somebody for nobody had to make those films. And, oh, by the way, if you want to make your own films, make them. Do a Tyler Perry. Nobody's going to be mad at you. Anyway, this anti-Semitism is bred. It is bred inside of blacks to hate somebody. Most blacks aren't around enough Jews to shake a stick at their entire lives. Jews have so little imprint on our lives, it's pathetic. But we're taught to hate them. Oh, they got all the money. They got all the... Well, there's Oprah. And I mentioned Madea's guy, whatever his name is. Spike Lee. You know, you got all these people. John Singleton, I think he passed away. But you can do whatever you want to do. But let's blame somebody. You can make the best films. There's a film called Love Jones. An amazing black film. It kind of reminds me of The Big Chill, but nobody died. And it was so well done. Black people poo-pooed all over that film. One of my friends was in it. And they poo-pooed all over it. Go, if you get a chance, watch it. It's a love story. Great story. Coming of age. Shows blacks doing things that, you know, that black people do, but it's hardly ever experienced in movies. But somebody made that film, and you know who complained? Black folks. It's pathetic at times. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about Karine Jean-Pierre. And this came out a while back. But she made a strange comment on anti-Semitism a while back. And then she walked it back. So here's part one.
level of concern right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel?
So a couple of things. We have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats, and so just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks, and certainly President Biden understands that many of our Muslim Arab Americans and Palestinian American loved ones and neighbors are worried about the hate being directed at their communities, and that is something you heard the President speak to in his address just last Thursday. And so one of the things that the President has done is directed his team, Homeland Security team, to prioritize prevention and disruption of any emerging threats that could harm the Jewish, the Muslim, Arab Americans, or any other communities. And that is something that the President has sought to do and since day one. As you know, the President ran on bringing protecting communities, obviously, but bringing people together, the soul, protecting the soul of the nation. And so that is something that the President takes very, very seriously. We're going to continue to denounce any sort of hate towards any American here.
A total pivot away from the actual question. Potential rise in anti-Semitism, no credible threats. So let me dismiss you on that. But I do want to remind you that Muslims and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a bunch of hate-filled attacks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. But then she changed her tune because, and the reason why I'm telling you this is I like to report when we get a little bit of sanity back. And it reminds me that we can influence policy. We can influence these people. You just got to be prepared. You got to be ready to go to war. But here's Karine Jean-Pierre walking back her comments.
All right. I want to make something clear at the top because I understand how important moral clarity is, especially at this time. So when Jews are targeted because of their beliefs or their identity, when Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism. And that is unacceptable. There's no place for anti-Semitism, full stop, period. This is important to the President. It's important to me personally and to everyone in the administration. Following the Hamas terror attacks in Israel, which were the deadliest for Jews since the Holocaust, the President has been consistent and clear. We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism. And we must ensure that there is no place for hate in America.
Now, what are your thoughts? That is such a completely different feel from what she said earlier. Well, we have not seen any credible threats, but the Muslims and those perceived to be Muslims have endured a bunch of hate-filled attacks. And she goes on for a minute and a half explaining the anti-Muslim thing when the question was, do you think this is going to potentially create a rise in anti-Semitism because Israel protects itself? Boy, let me tell you, phones must have rung. Now, I started off this segment by talking about the money that's being pulled out of leftism. People that are saying, I'm done. Look, I don't know enough about Jewish culture and what they do with their time and energy and their resources to tell you that there's some trend line here. But I will tell you this. I have a feeling. I have a feeling that that little group of people, less than what, 3% of the world population, I have a feeling that they have said, we can no longer support what the left has been doing because it is not good for us in the long run. Let's hope I'm right.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.